A watchdog just recently confirmed what we've been already telling you guys for quite some time, and that is the FBI retaliates against its whistleblowers by taking away their security clearance and then putting them on unpaid leave. No surprise at all, but let's take a look. So this report backs what I've been reporting. The FBI sidelined dozens of whistleblowers by suspending their security clearance for more than a year. An inspector general report said on Tuesday. Now, obviously, despite all of this, the Bureau lied to Congress several times about the retaliation factors. They've said on multiple occasions that they don't retaliate against whistleblowers when we all know they do. They try to starve out these agents for coming forward and being brave enough to report what they witness inside the agency. And as a result, the agency ties them up for years with unpaid leave, won't let them get other work, and, well, like I said, starves them out. Now, this report comes to Justice Department watchdog named Michael Horowitz. He's the one who wrote this letter to the Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco. And, well, again, folks, it says exactly just that. But now, the interesting part in all of this, I want to remind you that there was a woman named Jennifer Moore. Now, we talked about her on this show as well. She's the former FBI Executive Assistant Director of Human Resources. Now, interesting enough, Jennifer said this: the FBI does not use a suspension as a punitive measure ever. It only utilizes in national security matters. The FBI takes whistleblowers very seriously. We encourage our employees and actually require them to report waste, fraud, abuse, and misconduct. We absolutely appreciate our whistleblowers. That's a lie. That's a bunch of crap. Joining us to discuss all of this is Steve Friend. He is one of the most notorious FBI whistleblowers, of course. He's also a senior fellow for the Center for Renewing America. And he's got a lot of titles, folks. The author of the book, True Blue, My Journey from Beat Cop to Suspended FBI Whistleblower. And we can't forget, of course, one of my favorite shows. He's the host of the very popular Rumble podcast, The American Radicals. And of course, you co-host that with Garrett O'Boyle, another great FBI whistleblower. So we'd highly recommend our audience head over there. Steve, thank you for joining us. Listen, when I saw this coming out, I laughed, I chuckled, because we've been talking about this, I think, for, 2 years now at this point, that they do retaliate against their whistleblowers. So what was your initial reaction to this watchdog report?
The least surprising report that could possibly come out, because it is, in fact, true. It's just sort of a disappointment that it takes this long to come to this conclusion that they have, and also a little bit more infuriating when you see the recommendations for possible reforms, and they say that if somebody like my co-host on American Radicals, like Garrett O'Boyle, is placed into an indefinite suspension for a year, then he can come forward with a claim of retaliation. You're telling me that the Inspector General's office thinks that it's acceptable for someone to remain indefinite unpaid suspension for 12 months? Can any attorney over at the IG's office sustain themselves or their families for that length of time? So it's a step in the right direction, but maybe just only an inch forward when we need to be going miles and miles.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't understand why we continue to pretend like this isn't strategic and there's really no consequences for this, because again, this report comes out and it says all of these details that we've been talking about for quite some time, and there's nothing on the other end. There's no action that moves forward with all of this. What would you like to be seen done after this report comes out and now you have the backing of a nonpartisan report? What do you want them to do now?
Well, there needs to be actual accountability. I mean, the fact that the Inspector General, in essence, can say that they did a thorough investigation, and you talked about Jennifer Moore in your opening there. Look, Jennifer Moore works as a security director for General Electric. She should be brought back and charged with lying to Congress. She testified 2 times in depositions. I've spent the day actually reading through the transcripts of those depositions. She lies throughout the day, or she just refuses to answer their questions. She needs to be held accountable for that, and so many others along the way. And I think about the whistleblower allegation that, or disclosure that came forward last week, and the fact that someone like Dina Perkins from her post at the security division was reassigning people who said that somebody like Garrett O'Boyle had committed no infractions and recommended that he be reinstated. There needs to be actual accountability. We need names. We need these people held to full account. Without that, though, if they're able to just retire in anonymity and collect their pension for the rest of their lives without any sort of repercussions, it's just going to continue.
Yeah, it is going to continue. And that's the part that's so disturbing in all of this. You know, I sat down with Chairman Jim Jordan just a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him specifically about the treatment of whistleblowers that you and obviously Garrett have had to endure. And I asked him, would he support possibly putting an amendment in for whistleblower protection that requires them to continue to pay you throughout the process of the investigation? And here's how that conversation went. Would you potentially support like a whistleblower amendment that would block agencies like this
Well, the
from?
first and the other thing is, first thing they typically do is take away their clearance, and then they'll some of the other things that you've talked about. I think it was Stephen Friend, one of them, just wanted to get his access to his firearm certification so he could go get
Steve.
like employment in a security to take care of his family and you know get income. And they I think they kept that from him as well. So yeah, it's we have whistleblower protection legislation that was introduced that it's Nick Langworthy introduced it, I believe, I think last week or 2 weeks ago when we were here, that would work on safeguards and handling the way whistleblowers come forward, giving them better protections.
Yeah, now would it offer them an option for the agencies still have to continue to pay them if they can't just put them on this unpaid
I
leave?
gotta go back and look at the legislation, but one of our colleagues has worked with our staff on judiciary and others, and we put this legislation together.
All right, Steve. So we don't really know if that's going to be the case. It sounded like Jim Jordan would support it. Your thoughts?
Well, if they're actually interested in legislation and reforms, they need to marry the suspension of security clearance with the whistleblower protection. Right now, they're independent of each other. So the FBI can rightfully say, well, Steve, we didn't retaliate against you for becoming a whistleblower. We just suspended your security clearance for something entirely unrelated that happened to coincide with the exact same day that you came forward with your whistleblower disclosure. So if they're going to actually amend it, they should say they can't suspend their security clearance. They have to be reassigned to something where there's no conflict of interest in that regard. And if that's unable to happen, then yes, you go into some sort of suspension, but you should retain an income. Look, in the FBI, there are duties abound, the entire organization. For you to come forward with a sincere belief that there's waste, fraud, abuse, or risk to the public safety, and for them to say, well, as a result of that, you can't work here anymore until we adjudicate this over years and years and years, that's just an unacceptable response to that. You could be doing a number of other duties outside of what you were assigned to at the time.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. And you're 100% right with that. We'll see how it goes. We're going to have to create a pressure campaign, honestly, with these politicians because something needs to be done. We just can't continue to see reports and have hearings and then there not be any action and any follow-up on the end of this because it's not right what they did to you. It's not right what they're doing to Garrett O'Boyle, what they've done to so many others. And we just continue to allow it to take place. So we need follow-up and we need action. I wanted to get your take on another story. It's interesting because when I always see stories like this, I always think it's like a deflection or there's something more to it. So I can't wait to hear from you on this front. The FBI is pushing this report out that foreign terrorist organizations may exploit the Alphabet community's whole Pride Month that they have coming up. And we all need to mentally prepare for that, obviously. But they're saying that there might be foreign actors, foreign terrorists who might try to lead attacks during the month and target the LGBT plus whatever community these days, organizations like ISIS, they say, may seek to exploit increased gatherings associated with the upcoming June 2024 Pride Month. What do you think of this? Because to me, it sounds like they're just trying to deflect or shift everyone's attention to something else.
I think the FBI has a lot of pressure on it right now, and they're trying to start Pride Month early. They can virtue signal now 2 weeks in advance and hopefully evade any sort of direct fire that should be lobbed at them. Look, if you look at that PSA that they put out, they base it on three things: an article purported to be written by ISIS last year, an attack in Austria in 2023, and then they cited the Pulse nightclub shooting, which last time I checked the calendar was 8 years ago. If you're using that to justify a PSA, you're just not serious. This is laughable. This is just an attempt to virtue signal early and maybe make Pride Month into, I don't know, Pride Month and a half.
Yeah, I Steve, that's my thoughts on this as well, because It's exactly, it's right up their avenue. I mean, you're always posting on your Twitter page, and I highly recommend our audience go and head over there and give you a follow, but you constantly post all of these DEI hirings and promotions within the FBI. And again, it's virtual signaling, and that's what they want to do. I mean, there's no real increase in threats to the Alphabet community. They just want to pretend like there is. But when it's actual threats to conservatives or Christians or Catholics or Jewish Americans, they don't want to intervene in any of that. So I just don't. They also do the covering up. I mean, we still haven't seen several manifestos that allegedly targeted those individuals who I just listed. So I don't really trust the FBI these days, and I know you don't either. So that's the best part in all of this. Steve Friend, as always, thank you for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I've got to let you guys in on a little secret. My skincare routine changed in the last couple of months. I know many of you guys probably have heard me talk about it. It's this great company called Givaderm. They're making these all natural skincare products, and you got to try it. It is incredible. My favorite go-to is their 5-step system. It's called the Facial Edition, and it is a total game changer. As many of you know, obviously I'm in front of the camera, so I do wear a lot of makeup, so I do need to take it off at the end of the night. And this is the best. These are the best products to do so, I got to say. It changed my skin completely. I used to have creases under my eyes. Those have completely been reduced. And I'm not getting those blister pimples that I once did. So I highly credit them. Head on over right now to giveaderm.com. Try them out. Right now they have a sale going on for that facial edition product that I was just talking about. Right now it's on sale. You could also tack on an extra 10% on that sale price though when you use promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. So make sure you head on over there and do that. Again, folks, it's promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A to save that extra 10% off. They've got a bunch of other great things. The Mother Plumper, they're fluent in sarcasm, of course. So that's the reason why I like them so much. But Mother Plumpler is another product. You got to try that one out too. So again, folks, Brianna is the promo code you're going to use to save 10%. I highly recommend it. Our audience is loving it. I know because you guys are telling me all about it. I've reached out to a couple of you through emails and you guys are loving it. So I know the rest of our audience will love it too. Head on over to giveaderm.com right now and use promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.